Blog Talk Radio.
In downtown Kenmore, New York. This is the Wolfman at Wolf3328. I'll be your host until 5 p.m. You don't want to listen to that instrumental all night, so I figured I'd start the show. And it's Rivalry Weekend in Western New York. All the top high school teams are playing their crosstown rivals today. And we've got our boys out there in the field today. We've got Francis Beck is at Kenmore East at Kenmore West. Marshall Haim is at John Kennedy at Cleve Hill. We've got Melissa Brody and Evan Manna out there at Will South at Williamsville North. And Nick Sabato's Lockport at Niagara Falls. And then there's Pat Veltri, who's out there covering Timon at St. Joe's. And what a week of football it's been already. We've got a lot of scores in from Friday night. A lot of the top teams from around Western New York were in action, and they did not disappoint. We've got a big show for you today, a lot going on. And we're going to be hearing from some of our reporters in just a little bit now that we're live and on the scene and we've started our show. So I appreciate you hanging out with us for the next hour and a half or so. We've got live updates from around Western New York's high school football scene. Again, we're going to get some scores for you in just a second and get you caught up on all that. We can do that probably right now. There's a big game today out there, Williamsville East and Star Point, with big playoff implications. Right now they're at halftime, 14-14 is the score. The Spartans were down by 14, but they've come back to score two touchdowns. East had the early lead, but the Star Point has come back and it's tied at 14. Ken West is destroying crosstown rival Kenmore East at Crosby Field. It's 43-0. Terrell Ford has four touchdowns so far. He needs two more for the school record, and they got an entire half of football left to play. So there's a lot going on around Western New York, a couple of big games. And this is the 56th meeting between Kenmore East and Kenmore West. A lot of big games from last night. Let me get you some of that action while we have scores coming in. Let's see. Let's start off with our Friday night. Here are some of the scores in non-league action. The TNT Lumberjack game, North Tonawanda getting the better of crosstown rivals. Tonawanda, 53-30. 53-30 yesterday. It was 17-0 after the half, and North Tonawanda blows out Tonawanda 53-30. Let's see here. We also had a non-league action. And you probably know these scores already, but I'm going to read through them quick anyways. Iroquois takes down Riverside 29-14. Clarence gets by Hutch Tech 46-20. Grand Island by a field goal over Burgard 27-24. Gowanda 31. Akron 12. And Hamburg defeats Frontier 21-0. Jason Lucarelli had two interceptions and a fumble recovery. Great job by the Hamburg defense yesterday. In Class A South action, one of the bigger games, South Park in action. 49-16, they beat Lakeshore. The number three team in the large school poll, South Park, moves to 6-1 with a big win yesterday over Lakeshore. They have secured the number one seed with the win there. Tyree Brown, you've heard his name a number of times each week when we do this show. 136 yards on the ground, two touchdowns on only five carries. He also had 166 yards passing to go along with four more touchdowns. Unbelievable. West Seneca East, 49. West Seneca West, 14. John Dolak, 171 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. And on defense, he had 10 tackles. West Seneca East moves to 6-1. McKinley, 32-7. My buddy Josh was out at the game yesterday from St. Joe's. He was hanging out watching that game. Said it got ugly. He had to leave at halftime. Wasn't just ugly on the field. You fans out there better get a hold of yourselves when you're in public. Act like an adult. 32-7. You people at the game last night make me sick. Class B East. East Aurora defeats Barker Roihart 35-10. East Aurora has clinched themselves a playoff spot with that win. Albion 27, Medina 14. Class B South action, Dunkirk gets by Fredonia 29-16. With that win, Dunkirk now makes the playoffs. They move to 5-1 on the season. Juan Dumas had 72 yards on 8 carries and a 35-yard touchdown run. Springville got by Olean 47-13. Bryce Zudzik had 4 touchdowns, 2 by land, 2 by the air. Nice job for him last night. 154 yards on 14 carries. Had 2 catches for 39 yards and were both touchdowns. On defense, he had 9 tackles. Way to go. Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake, 54 over Allegheny Limestone, 15. Class C North action. Bennett gets by Lackawanna, 32-13. Bennett went up 18-0 after 3 quarters and continued piling it on in the 4th. Isaiah McDuffie, my buddy, 103 yards on the ground, had a touchdown on defense. He had 6 tackles and a sack. Good job this year, McDuffie. You're doing a great job out there for Bennett. Class D, Randolph, 35 over Westfield Brockton, 35-0 there. Also, Portville gets by Sherman Clymer Panama, 35-28. They win by a touchdown. Sean Harris he rushed for 2 touchdowns. Threw for another. He ran for 78 yards on 6 carries for Portville. Okay, OP had the big game yesterday. Dylan Janka, who's been on our show before, in a Class A, they've captured the Class AA South title. Orchard Park breezed to a win yesterday at Quaker Field, 38-7 over Jamestown. Big win, big win. Jamestown falls to 4-3 and quite possibly out of the large pool rankings. We'll get back to that in just a little bit. Those are the scores from last night. Today, right now, Williamsville North and Williamsville South is the game we're paying attention to. We got Evan Manna out there right now. I'm trying to get an update from him. If you're out there, Evan, give us a dial. If you want to join the program and get in on the action, we're at 347-934-0157 from the300level.com. We're doing a lot of work around the high school sports scene. If you're out there, give us a call. Starpoint has jumped to a 2014 lead on Williamsville East. Starpoint leads Williamsville East 20-14 early in the third quarter. There's an update from Dave DeLuca. Thanks to him, Buffalo News, and Twitter. Hopefully we'll get some more updates as they come along. Let me check in on Evan Manna and see what he's doing. It's 14-7. Will North leads. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Williamsville North needs this win today. If Williamsville North loses and Star Point wins, Williamsville South moves into number two and North will slip to the number three spot. Star Point can win the division with a win today and a Will North loss. Will North cannot lose this game. You got Bishop Tyman and St. Joe's. Pat Veltri's out at that game. I got a tweet not too long ago from Pat. It didn't look like they were doing too good. He's a St. Joe's boy. They were having a tough time with Tyman today. Let me see if I can't get an update on that score there. I got to go to the Max Preps website. Where are you guys? We're going to get there in just a second. And back into these scores, you can follow us at From the 300 Level on Twitter, at From the 300 Level. You should also try following some of our reporters that are out there, like Francis Beck and Pat Veltri. Start following them. Veltri's out at that St. Joe's game where they were getting beat up pretty good by Tyman. We'll get a score for you in just a second. Pat doesn't want to give the score because Pat's a St. Joe's boy, and I know his guys aren't doing too good today against time, and it's not St. Joe's year, but they've had a run of section of the Monsignor Martins for quite a while, and it's time for Canisius to do some damage in the MMA, and that's what they're doing right now. I had some updates on the playoff standings. Now, these aren't exactly complete because we're still waiting for some finals to come in here. That Will North, Will South is going to have huge implications if Star Point can get by Williamsville East today. So there is there's a lot out there that people are playing for right now. Let me get an update here. Hang on 1 second. We're going to ring in a caller. From the 300 level, go ahead.
Hi, this is Evan Mann. I'm calling in from Williamsville North against Williamsville South. North is up 14-7 with 10 minutes left in the fourth. And Jack Holyoke, the Philly starting quarterback, has just left the game with a shoulder injury. So backup Josh Foster is in now. South is going to have to pick it up and play really tough in these last 10 minutes to try and get a touchdown here and try to tie this game up.
Has that backup quarterback taken any snaps this year?
He has played a little bit. He played last week against Canmore East. When the Billies took a pretty big lead. And Josh Foster, the backup quarterback, his first pass attempt today, he actually just threw an interception to give North the ball back on the Billies' 25-yard line.
And they're driving? Are they still in Billies' territory?
Yes, they're still in that drive. They're still deep in Billies' territory. They're on the 14-yard line right now. It's first and 10, so they're threatening to score again and probably take a 21-7 lead late in the fourth quarter.
Well, let's hang out with you. Why don't you give us a little bit of play-by-play action, or let us know what's going on out there, if you don't mind, if they're already inside the red zone.
Yeah, that
sounds good. So what's the weather like out there today? How's the weather? Has it been a factor?
I wouldn't say it's been a factor. I mean, light winds. We had a few snowflakes, but nothing too bad. It is chilly. But nothing that would be a factor.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this game has, if Williamsville South can pull off the upset and Star Point can get a win today, Will North is going to fall all the way down to third spot in that division. So this definitely has some playoff implications. Will South right now is 4-2. Will North is 5-1. So Will North definitely needs this game today. Star Point has a 7-point lead right now in their game against Williamsville East. They're looking to go 7-0. So we'll see what happens there. Williamsville North wins this game, they should take that. They very well could take that division. How are the Wang brothers doing for Williamsville North?
They're doing very well. The quarterback, he has about 250 yards right now, and he's doing very well on the ground too. He's rushing some big games. He's had two large runs get called back on holding calls though, so that canceled out some big yards. And North has actually just scored to make it 20-7. So we'll see if they decide to kick the extra point here or go for two. It looks like they're lining up for the extra point. So North has just capitalized on the Josh Foss interception, and they go up by 2 scores with 8:30 left in the fourth quarter.
Spartans lead 21-7.
Yes, they just kicked the extra point, and it's good. 21-7, Williamsville North, late in the fourth quarter.
What was the injury? Do you know what the injury was to Holyoke?
Yeah, Jack Holyoke has a shoulder injury. It's his throwing arm, so he's having trouble throwing the ball, and he's just not ready to go back in. So they thought it would be better just keep him out and play it safe with him. And they put the sophomore, Josh Foster, in there.
Okay, cool. All right, Evan, why don't you give us a call in just a little bit when that game starts winding down. Let us know how this next drive goes for Will South.
Give us a call back and let us know how this next drive goes.
Thanks, Evan. That's Evan Manna right now. He's on the ground at Williamsville North Field, where they host the Williamsville South Billies, a crosstown rival. And they got some bad news, the Billies did, with their quarterback going down. So that's not going to help matters, especially when they're trailing 21-7. Now that they're trailing 21-7, I should say. I need an update from Pat Veltri. If you're out there, Patty, give us a call. Give us an update on that Time and Joe's score. Let me send him a tweet out here, see if he can't get on the show here. Pat, let's go. All right. Francis can't call in. He's at Ken West doing the Max Preps thing, so he won't be able to get calls in because he's covering that game. And I'll tell you, Ken West was having their way with Kenmore East. Let's go back and take a look at what the current score. It was a halftime blowout with Terrell Ford having 4 touchdowns already for the Blue Devils. And hopefully we'll be able to get this score, an updated score here from Francis in just a second here. I'm still waiting. Well, Ken West continues to pile it on here. It's now 56-0. 56-0. Kenmore West is not really taking it easy yet. They're crosstown rivals. Now, last year, Ken West lost to Ken East 7-0. And what was, for West, for the most part, a nonsense game. They didn't need it. But, you know, Ken East, Matt Shimura's coaching his last game. and they sucked it up. They went out there. They played hard for the old coach, and they got the win. So hats off to them last year, but doesn't look like Ken West forgot. And Coach Rich Harris is really piling it on now. And Ken East hasn't won all year. And this is hopefully – they're supposed to play one more game. I was at the JV game today, Ken West, Ken East, out at Sparky Anderson Field or wherever his name is. Sparky, you know who. Hey, I didn't go to Ken East, so how am I supposed to know the name of the field? Anyways, the JV team at Ken East lost 19-0, and I talked to one of the parents from Ken West – and or excuse me, Ken East – and he indicated that East Varsity was going to have at least one more game this year, and they were going to call up quite a few of the JV players to get them some varsity exposure. So right now they're down to Ken West 56-0 in the third quarter here, and it's just been a long day, and there's sometimes I just wish they would just call the game. There's no reason for this game to continue any further. Ken East just not – doesn't have what it takes. We'll see what happens here. But we're waiting for an update from Pat Belcher. He's going to get us one in just a second. Again, Will North with that 21-7 lead, 8-10 to go in the game, in the quarter there. And it was Chris Nelson. Excuse me, it was Anthony Maniscalco who had the touchdown. Anthony Maniscalco had the touchdown for Will North. So there's a lot going out there. We need to get an update from St. Joe's. We're going to get one in just a little bit. We're going to get a call in a little bit from the professor from NT. He's going to give us a little bit of a report from last night's TNT Classic. We're looking forward to speaking to him at about 4 o'clock. He's going to check in with us. And we'll get some updates from them. I'd like to see what's going on at Lockport at Niagara Falls. I'd like to get Nick Sabato to call in here. Nick, if you're out there, give us a call. I'd like to know what's going on there. Yeah, 56-0. Just a rough one for Kenmore East. You do feel a little bit bad for those guys. Cleveland Hill leads 36-6. Cleve Hill over JFK right now. It's 36-6. Grayson Taylor just got a touchdown for Cleve Hill. They are heading into the fourth quarter there. And that's about it right now. D'Angelo Walker Johnson is not going to play the second half for this West game. They are going to the backup quarterback, which is kind of cool for Ken West to they got to take their – you got to let – you know, bring in those young guys – give them some field time there. No need to run this score up on those kids at East. I don't think it's cool. But that's just me. Let's go to a caller out there. What's going on out there, Evan?
Hi, I'm back at Williamsville North, where after North took the lead 21-7, the Billies came back. They were driving. They got one first down, and then Josh Foster aired it out to his brother, Matt Foster, and the jump ball was intercepted by the Spartans. And they took over, and it's 21-7 now with 6 minutes left. And this game is looking like it is winding down, as South is pretty much finished here.
Yeah, well, you know, they gave it a good go. There's still time left on the board, and who knows? If they can stop Will North here and get that ball back and maybe create a quick turnover, kickoff, who knows? There's still some football. How much time left there?
There's 5.5 minutes left in the game.
Not a lot of life left. Not a lot of room left for Will South. But who knows? They hung tough all day with the crosstown rival, which normally happens. It looks like Kenmore East is on the board. Kenmore East just got a touchdown, but they missed the field goal. Kenmore East gets a rushing touchdown. And it's 56-6 now. Ken West with the lead. But, Evan, why don't you give us a call at the end of the game? If you can hook up with one of the players, that'd be great. We'll maybe get an interview with a player or coach. All right, cool. Thanks, man. That was Evan Manna. He's out there at Will North Field. taking in the North-South game. You've heard from him a couple times already today, and it looks like North is going to take that game against South, their crosstown rival, and take the division as well. But there's still a lot going on out there. We didn't even get a chance really to talk about other high school sports that are out there. I know that my boys at Ken West lost to Ken East in a heartbreaking double overtime loss in soccer yesterday. But my gosh, what a battle. What a great game they had at Kenny Field in Tonawanda yesterday. Those kids should be very proud of what they've accomplished this year. And Ken East, good luck to you guys and your soccer team. We'll find out what's going on. There should be some news on the seeding coming down shortly. I'm going to try and find out about the sectional tournament, which is the seeding should have taken place today. So I'm hoping to find out where Ken East falls in all of this and who's going where and why. The Western New York Boys Soccer Top 10 Rankings, the top 10 teams in Western New York Section 6, large school class AA and A anyways, I should say, is 1 through 10, Grand Island, Lancaster, St. Joe's, Williamsville North, Hamburg, Star Point, Clarence, Niagara Wheatfield, Canisius number 9, and then Sweet Home. And there was a great game earlier in the week, of course, with St. Joe's defeating Canisius 2-0. That was a pretty good game. And, of course, now you've got Ken West lost yesterday to Ken East, double overtime. That was a pretty good game as well. That's in sectional Western Section 6 soccer action there. We do know that Tonawanda is going to have a game on October 23rd. We're not sure who they're playing. Niagara Falls is going to have a game as well. Hamburg and Pioneer. It's tough to read, but you can go to the website, sectionalsports.com, www.sectionalsports.com, to get your soccer fix. You want to know where the boys' soccer teams are headed for sectionals? Head on over to that website, and they'll get everything for you. So Ken West leads 56-6 over Ken East in the third quarter, just about 3 minutes to go. Francis Beck is taking care of Max Prep's website for them, doing a phenomenal job, of course, as he always does. And I'm filling in today for him, as he normally does this show on Saturdays, or he's done it the last couple of weeks, I should say. And Marshall Haim filled in as well. So we'll be waiting to hear from Francis once that Ken West, Ken East game goes final. We should also hear from Marshall Haim as well, who's at the Cleve Hill JFK game. Let's see if we can't get a few other things. I wanted to get an audio recording of Francis Beck, what he did. He did a halftime audio for us. And I'm going to see if I can't get that played for you all, upload it onto the website so you can hear his halftime report. He did a phenomenal job, as always, with that. And we're just having some technical difficulties trying to arrange for that. We'll get that shortly. We'll get that up, and we'll get you listening on that. That was Francis Beck's halftime report from Crosby Field. Let's see here. And it may be coming up sooner than later. Here we go.
I'm here at Crosby Field for the 56th annual East-West game between Kenmore West and Kenmore East. At halftime, Kenmore West leads 43-0. The big game from Terrell Forty has 4 touchdowns right now. If he gets 2 more, he would have the school record for their touchdowns in a game. So watch out for that. I'm keeping track of that on our Max Press webcast, gamecast, for Kenmore East and Kenmore West. So I'll be out here. It's definitely cold and chilly, as you can tell right now. I'm shaking doing this. The hands are freezing. But overall, it's a good day out here for Kenmore West, not so much for Kenmore East.
That was Francis Beck. I'll try and get that replayed for you in just a little while. I know the audio wasn't the best there, but we'll try and upload that in just a little while here. I'm still looking for more updates from around the Prep Talk Live website and trying to get a few more updates. I'd love to know what's going on with Williamsville East and Star Point. We know that Star Point jumped out to a 21-14 lead, but we haven't seen an update since, so we are looking for one right now, and hopefully we'll get that in just a second here. Let's see here. Still early in the third quarter, and it's 20-14, so I'm going to assume it's possible that they missed the extra point there, but what I have is 20-14, your score between Star Point and Will East. And again, as I mentioned, we are going to have a special guest in just a little while, the professor from NT, at the Prof. NT will be joining us to recap last night's game with his crosstown rivals, the Tonawanda Warriors, in which NT came out victorious again. And as predicted, it was, you know, you never know how that game is going to go for the most part, but NT, 23-point winners yesterday over their crosstown rivals. And for the first time ever, a lady suited up to play in that game. And the difference really was, which was cool, and we'll talk about that a little later in the program, but for Tonawanda, Ethan Shattuck, 347 all-purpose yards, which is now a record for that TNT game. He had three touchdowns and a losing effort, but still, that had to be mentioned. This kid is unbelievable, and go if you get a chance to watch him play, do yourself a favor. Let's welcome in the professor. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, this is Pat Veltri, checking in from St. Joe's.
Hey, what's up? There you are. Tiger, what's up, man?
Nothing much. So the score at St. Joe's has gone final, and they have lost the Timon 42-28. Turnovers killed Joe's early in this game. First drive, Timon went down and scored. They pooch kicked the St. Joe's. Just a real short high kick and turned the ball over on a fumble. Scored on that drive, and then Nasir Jackson actually fumbled the ball on the first offensive drive from St. Joe's. First play of scrimmage for them, fumbled the ball at about the 35-yard line. So the day did not start out great for St. Joe's.
Any injuries at all on either side of the ball?
Yes. Actually, David Lauer, the tackle for St. Joe's, was The center for St. Joe's, David Lauer, was carted off the field with a leg injury. It did not look good at all. He had to be carted off the field. And the medical people for St. Joe's and Timon did a great job with him, but obviously an unfortunate event that took place there today.
Well, that's tough for him. Now, is he a senior or does he have a year left?
He's a senior. Yeah, he's a senior this year, and he's probably, I would say, the most hardworking guy on St. Joe's, from what the coaches and all the players say. And in my mind, he's probably the hardest working guy on the team. He's put in work since last offseason to make himself better, and obviously just a real unfortunate event that happened.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you can get any word on him from one of the coaches or maybe some of the players, just see if you can't get us an update. We're going long. We got another hour into the show before we call it quits. But if you can get any update on that player, we could pass along. That would be great. And how do you spell David Blowers? B-L-O-W-E-R-S?
It's Lauer with an L. I can, I don't know that offhand, but I can give you an update on that in just a second.
How do you spell his last name?
It starts with an L. I don't have his full last name in front of me. I can send that information to him just a second, though.
Okay. Definitely a leg injury?
Yeah, it's definitely a leg injury. I've heard it's a break from what the medical team is saying, but I don't know. Hopefully they're wrong, but from what I'm hearing, it's a break from the medical team.
And the final score, 42-28?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the update, Pat. If you can think of anything else. Well, who scored for Timon? Do you know who scored for Timon? Who scored for Joe's?
Trying to think offhand. I know Chris Schaefer for St. Joe's caught a receiving touchdown. I don't have the information in front of me as I haven't got it from the St. Joe's coaching staff yet, but I know from St. Joe's, just they couldn't hold time in on defense very well.
All right, well, cool. Thank you very much for the update, Pat. Anything else comes up, please give us a call, and hopefully a speedy recovery to Mr. Lowry. It's got to be tough going down as a senior the way that he did, and it wasn't a great season for St. Joe's on the football field, but it sucks that you go down with an injury like that too, so I feel bad for the kid. Hey, Pat, you were at the soccer game, I believe it was Thursday. Talk about the soccer game. You got a couple seconds to stay with us?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the St. Joe's soccer team beat Canisius 2-0 in their league season finale and will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and it looks like they'll be taking on Nichols.
Very cool. All right, well, Pat, thank you very much for calling in with the update from St. Joe's Timon. Again, if you're just joining us, Timon with the win today, 42-28, and St. Joe's loses. Timon moves to 6-1, and St. Joe's, their starting center, Lowry, goes down with a leg injury, carted off the field, and for all intents and purposes, his season is now over. Is the football season over for St. Joe's, Pat?
No, they have a game versus St. Francis next week. And
yep.
Then they take on McDowell and the Erie PA, and that is when their season concludes.
Okay, is that game out at St. Francis, or is it at Joe's?
Yes, it's at St. Francis Friday night.
Okay, brand new field. You going to head out there?
Yes, I plan on it.
Okay, all right, Pat. Well, if you get a chance to check back with us before 5 o'clock tonight, I'd appreciate it with another update. And we'll go from there. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep, that's at ZoomerPat17 from St. Joe's, giving us an update on his beloved Marauders as they fall today to Bishop Timon. Let's bring in another guest today. Is this a professor?
Yes, sir. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Well, TNT wrapped up yesterday. As everybody knows, 106 TNT Classic. It's been around for over 100 years now, one of the longest in the country. And, NT got the win, as we all know, yesterday, 53-30. And it was just another way to cap off another great regular season for North Tonawanda football.
What's next for NT after this game? Where do they go from here? What's next? What's in store?
Well, it all depends on how Will North does against Will South today. I believe last check, Will North was ahead of Will South. You'll have to check with Melissa and Evan in a little bit. But if Will North wins today over Will South, if it still stands that way, NT would be the 3 seed in the Class A. If not, NT is going to be the 4th seed, and more than likely they would have to play South Park next Friday. I believe it'll be I'm pretty sure it'll be a road game. It depends. Either way, just a couple of notes from the TNT game that, in case you missed the game, we were able to do play-by-play for you. It's on my Twitter page, at the Profit TV. We posted it last night. So Chris Labine, we almost had to call the NT fire department because this kid was on fire. When Cody Sikora went out a couple of weeks ago with a leg injury, nobody was really sure who was going to step up, and the junior embraced that moment. It's now his second 100-yard game in the past 3 games. He had 17 carries for almost 100 yards. He had 2 rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown as well. And Joe Dywinch, Mr. Inside, did his thing once again. He led the team 22 carries, 139 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And the other note, too, is how Zach Woodard, he's been banged up most of the year, Frank, with that hamstring injury, but so far it looks like it was okay. The offensive line, he gave a lot of credit to them after the game last night. He went 7-9 passing, 159 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And after last week's loss at Starpoint, there were a few question marks of how NT was going to do in this one. just with health wise, because they also lost Bobby Brower for the rest of the season with a broken foot injury, and there were a lot of concerns of how the defense was going to do. Even Shaq had a couple of nice runs for Tonawanda. He had almost 400 yards combined passing, receiving, and rushing for Tonawanda. But other than that, NT was able to get the job done. Marshall Espe, top linebacker for NT, led the way with 9 tackles. He said, too, that if they want to be a team that gets to the Ralph, they're going to have to clean up a little bit. He wasn't really satisfied with how the team gave up 30 points. But head coach Henry Fumarelli, his first win at the Lumberyard with the Lumberjacks on what he calls the winning side of the tracks. And, you know, our season's still going over here in the Lumber City, Frank.
Talk about the young lady that dressed up yesterday for Tonawanda and made an appearance, the first female to ever participate in that game.
Yeah, Alicia Farrell, I found out like everybody else on Tuesday at the TNT luncheon that she was sitting up for Tonawanda. And from what I've heard, that all the players just embrace her because they all played with her since Little League over at the TSC. But it's a great moment for Western New York football, and it's actually her status is actually carrying on to today, because I believe Cleveland Hill is actually suiting up a girl as well right now. So that is very exciting for the sport. She only got in for about the last minute and a half of the game. She's only a junior, so she'll probably get more time next year. But what a classy move from Tonawanda overall for letting her be able to suit up this year. And she has a close friendship with Ethan Shattuck as well. And those two just have a great chemistry. And I think she'll have a very bright future with the Warriors.
Excellent. Hang on just one second. I'm going to bring in one of our field reporters, Evan Manna, in, who is live from Williamsville Northfield with the latest update. Go ahead, Evan.
Hey, Frank. The game just ended here. Williamsville North 21, Williamsville South 7. I'm going to try to grab one of the North players for a quick interview, but we'll see because they're in the huddle right now and they might run off to the locker room, so I'll try to catch one of them.
Okay. If you get a chance, just let us know. I'm gonna mute your phone. So just let us know if you grab someone. I'll hear you, okay?
All right.
All right, that's Evan Manna. He is live at Will North Field, and he is covering the Will North, Will South game that has just gone final. It's 21-7. Your final score, so Williamsville North will take the division title. No matter what Star Point does today, last we heard they were leading Williamsville East 20-14 in the fourth quarter. I am now with the professor from North Tonawanda who's recapping last night's game between North Tonawanda and Tonawanda, in which North Tonawanda won 53-30. So now what's next for North Tonawanda? What do they do from here?
Well, what you just mentioned about Will North with that win, more than likely it's still being finalized, but it looks like NT is going to be the 3 seed in the postseason. Not really sure who they're going to play from the Class A South. I believe that if they had won over Star Point last week, it would have been a home game. It looks like it's going to be on the road, so the NT faithful is going to have to make a road trip next Friday. But a couple of other notes from TNT, if I can add them quickly, Frank. Like I mentioned about the offensive line earlier, Coach Fumarelli gave a lot of credit. And Devon Nolley was probably, arguably, their best blocker of the game. He also had a nice 18-yard grab that set up one of Joe Dyer, which is touchdowns, late in the second half. But it was the entire season. I believe Javon was also on Dick Elger's preseason list before the season back in August. And, you know, Javon's just been one of those top seniors. The whole senior core has produced, but Javon has been really one of the top guys that maybe hasn't really got as much recognition as he should on the being one of the top blockers. And he can possibly have a big game next Friday, along with the rest of the seniors that were satisfied with how they were able to end their careers at the Lumberyard, which was also pretty special last night.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, you know, we'll be doing the show again Thursday night. Maybe we can catch up with you then. Either myself or Francis or Marshall will be in studio. And perhaps we can catch up with you guys then and talk a little bit more about what's going on with NT.
That would be great. And one more thing, you know, the Lady Jack Soccer Squad, they're getting ready for their postseason run in the Class A. They're the 7th seed. They're going to be hosting number 10 Star Point on Tuesday, 6 Eastern at the Lumberyard, in case you want to come out and see a great game. Steve Sabo's final home game at the Lumberyard. He's been with the program for 18 seasons as their coach, so it should be a good one. And, yeah, hopefully I'll be able to come on your show on Thursday.
We'd love to have you. You're always, always welcome. Don't be a stranger.
Sounds good.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
Joining us. Yep. Bye. That was a professor from NT. Hey, Evan, you still there?
I am. I was unable to get an interview.
No problem. You're fired. Just kidding. Just kidding. You have fun out there today?
Yeah, it was a good one. You know, a good rivalry game. It's always fun to play North or East. Unfortunately, we couldn't come out with the win today. But, you know, we'll come back and we'll see where we're placed in playoffs, and we'll play our hardest, and, you know, we'll do what Williamsville South does. We'll try, and hopefully we'll succeed, and we'll keep fighting.
Now, what else is on tap for Williamsville South this week, aside from the football program? What's going on with any of the other teams? Anybody else from Will South battling, getting ready for the playoffs in either volleyball or soccer or girls tennis? What's going on?
Well, I know field hockey is having a very good season so far. I think they are 10-1, and their regular season is all finished up with, and they're heading into the playoffs with a really good record. I'm not sure if they clinched their – oh, no, they did clinch their division. So they're heading into the playoffs with in a very good spot, and hopefully they can continue into the playoffs pretty deep. So that's pretty exciting for South. I know the other day, that team beat Iroquois for the first time since 2008. So I know they were pretty excited about that. And the boys volleyball team has had a few good games. We are 10-0 in the division, and we just clinched the division, actually. So Williamsville South boys volleyball has won their division for the 3rd year in a row. We have one game this week against West Seneca West. But other than that, we're wrapping up our season, and we're getting ready for our playoffs also.
Nice. All right. Well, hey, you know where to find us. We're not going anywhere.
All right.
Give us an update Thursday night. We got a live program, live show. You're more than welcome to join up with us then. But good job today out at that Will North game, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yep. That was Evan Manna. Sounded like he was getting into his car. But he's heading home as Will South falls to their crosstown rivals 21-7. And their quarterback, Holyoke, went out with an injury in the 4th quarter, a shoulder injury. Let's hope he's okay. Before some of these updates started coming in, we were going through the division standings. And Class AA South is pretty much set. OP is number one, followed by Lancaster, the Legends, who won last night, and then Jamestown, number three, and Hutch Tech, four. Class A South, South Park takes the division, followed by West Seneca East, Iroquois, and Hamburg. Class B, you've got Alden, followed by Cheektowaga, Springville, Burgard, and Dunkirk. Then DePew, East Aurora, and 8th. It was Loopport and Maryville, 8th and 9th right there. Class C North, Bennett takes Class C North, followed by Cleve Hill, Lackawanna, and then Silver Creek / Forester. Class D, Franklinville, Ellicott, and West Valley. Number 1 seed, Class D, Randolph, followed by Randolph. Number 3, Cattaraugus and Little Valley. 4, Frewsburg. 5, Portville. 6, Sherman, Clymer, Panama. And 7, Westfield, Brockton. I mentioned these schools like Sherman, Clymer, Panama. That's just one team. For those of you who are listening for the first time, those three schools combined to make one high school football team. It's just about 20 after 4, live from the 300level.com. We're going through the weekly Western New York High School football show. We're getting updates from people all over the Western New York's football scene. It's now 62-6. Ken West, Terrell Ford, he has 6 touchdowns in the game. I believe that's a new record for Ken West, or at least ties the record. Terrell Ford with his 6th touchdown of the game. West leads crosstown rival Ken East 62-6. That just went from getting better to getting worse. For St. Joe's, I got some final stats in here for senior quarterback Mike McCarthy. He went 7 of 13 today for 132 yards and 2 touchdown passes. So it was a senior day for St. Joe's. And again, the quarterback went 7 of 13 for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Terrell Ford actually is the new record holder for Ken West. He broke the record. He has 6 touchdowns for Ken West. So a great job with him. Great job from him today. Unbelievable. Here's another couple scores outside of football. Eden Girls Volleyball beat Owego today in the quarterfinals. They'll be heading to Horseheads to play in the semis. Eden Boys Volleyball beat Clarence in a tiebreaker. They're going to move into the finals against Orchard Park. They're playing in a nice bit of a tournament there. Those are some stores. Cleve Hill gets by JFK 36-6. That's a final. Cleve Hill had a female jump on the field for them today for the first time, a tight end. Her name is Allison Licht, L-I-C-H-T. And, of course, you heard that St. Joe's went down today. They lost a time in 42-28 at home. It's the NT tourney, which is where these girls are, where this volleyball tournament is, the North Tonawanda tourney. Will East girls volleyball beat Clarence. They're going to go to the finals to play against Mercy. So that's what that was. That was what I was referring to a little bit earlier. Star Point, we're still looking for an update from Star Point. We can use an update on that game. We know they were up on Will East 20-14 on the last update we had. Let's go back into the field and get another update. What's going on, Francis?
I had some big news to report. Ken Moore West is a new single-game touchdown record holder. It's number 11, Terrell Ford. He got the record today, 6 touchdowns, 5 of them rushing, 1 on a pick six. He has the school record for that. Ken Moore East, at the end of this game here, is coming on. They have scored 2 touchdowns right now. They have the ball on the Ken Moore West 25. Looking to score again.
It's 62-12?
It's 62-12 right now.
And Ken East just took over the ball in the Ken West 25?
Yes. It was a fumble.
All right, so those guys are...
A fumble kickoff by Kenmore West. Kenmore East picked it up, and they had the ball piecing Kenmore West territory.
Okay, so Ken East hasn't laid down and died. They're still battling.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you know at the conclusion of
okay,
the game
great.
How this ends.
Thanks, Francis. Good job.
All right, thanks.
There we are. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there, but we're back in, and this is at Wolf 3328. You just heard from Francis Beckett, Ken West. As he reports, Terrell Ford has just taken over the touchdown record for Ken West, now with 6. The latest was an interception. Ken West leads 50, is it 62? Hang on, let's go back to the score here. 62-12, but Ken East has scored the last 6 points of the game, and they just recovered a kick. Down 62-12. They recovered a fumbled kickoff. And the drive will start from the Ken West 25-yard line. Very good for Ken Maurice. You don't ever want to see a team getting blown out. You just don't want to see it at any level. In high school sports especially, but those kids at Ken East aren't giving up. And I'll tell you, I'm taking my hat off to those kids. They've battled Ken West. They were down, 50-something to nothing at one, 56-0, and now they're coming back. Awesome. Very cool. Good for them. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear that they're not laying down for Kenmore West at Crosby Field today. So we have some final scores to pass along once again. And let me get them for you here. Ken West leading 62-12. Ken East has the ball, so they may get another one there. Will South falls to Will North 21-7. Cleve Hill 36-6 over JFK. And we're looking for another update. Star Point still leading Williamsville East 20-14 in that game. So hopefully we can get another update from that Star Point game. If you're at Star Point, give us a call, 347-934-0157. Join in on the fun we're having here and get us an update. Some big college football games going on right now, too. I'm going to jump in and do a little bit of college football real quick because Michigan State visiting Michigan in the Big House today. I'm very interested in that game. I'd like to see the Spartans get it done over the Wolverines today for some reason. I'm not a big fan of this series or either team, to be honest, but I'd like to see what happens there. Big Ole Miss falls to Memphis today. They stunned number 13 Ole Miss. Memphis has won 13 games in a row. Unbelievable. Ole Miss falls today. That's going to have huge bowl implications for Ole Miss. Michigan has taken an early 7-0 lead on Michigan State. Oklahoma's up on Kansas State 14-0. Alabama's up 14-3 on Texas A&M. A couple later games this evening I'm very interested in is TCU and Iowa State. And I'd like to see TCU, see how many, if they can put 60 points up on the board. They're a high-powered offense. You got Florida and LSU. That's a 7 p.m. start, of course. Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, host USC today at 7:30. 8 o'clock, Penn State and Ohio State. See what happens there. That's going to be played in the horseshoe. Utah hosts Arizona State. Watch out for that game. I know Utah's ranked 4th or 5-0, but Arizona State is going to play them very, very tough tonight. And I expect Arizona State to pull this one out. I'm going to call it an upset. That's an upset. Oh, Arizona State today, I have a feeling they're going to take down Utah, and that'll be all she wrote. So Ohio State, still number one team in the country with a 6-0 record. They're hosting Penn State tonight, who's at 5-1, but Penn State hasn't looked that good at all this year. We'll see what happens with that game as they kick off at 8 o'clock tonight. 62-12, your score. Ken West leading Ken East. Let's do a quick little update here. The game is still not over. Just 2 minutes to go. Doesn't look like Ken East probably did anything with that drive. Either way, it would be nice to see them get one more score in the fourth quarter. So at least they say they won at least one quarter. But, you know, Ken West did pull their starting quarterback out, and I'm assuming Terrell Ford's going to be out of the game as well. When you're up that big, I'd say pull those starters And I started talking about this a little bit earlier, but pull some of those starters out. You're up by 20, 30 points. No need having them out there and risking injury. You know, there's nothing to play for in this game, especially when you're up by, you know, 3-4 touchdowns. The game's over. Play those kids and see what they can do. But there's no reason Ken West should be running the score up with guys like, you know, their quarterback Walker. It's good to see that they did pull him out of the game. I was happy to read that on Twitter. But when they were, I mean, they're just putting Ken Maurice away. They're up by 25, 30 points. Bench everybody. Bring in the young kids that don't see the field that much. You know, if Ken East scores 3-4 touchdowns, so be it. Ken West is still going to win that game. Don't play those kids that are running up the score at the risk of injury. You know, Ken West has something to play for now. They have an opportunity to go to the rails. Get those starters out of there, and it looks like they did it with at least a quarterback. It looks like Francis Beck is joining us again from Crosby Field. Francis, what's going on? What's the latest at Crosby Field?
We have a final, 62-12. The Bulldogs weren't able to convert on their last drive, but overall they put up a good fight, especially towards the end. Going back in your point about not running up the score, Walker was out for the second half, and Ford was out for most of the second half too, although he added the fifth touchdown very early in the second half, and then they brought him in. When West got close, they brought him in again so he could get that sixth touchdown on the record. So, but yes, you're right. They brought in a lot of their backups.
Has that game officially gone final? I mean, it seems like it's been over for a while, but officially
it's
has it gone?
Now. Yeah, that's officially a final.
Okay. All right. What's your take on the game? Does Ken West look like they could do some damage in the playoffs? Or, I mean, they got blown out in that first game versus Orchard Park, but not too many teams look good against Jenka and that Orchard Park offense. But has this team learned their lesson?
I think Ken West is flat out a better team than they were week one. They have grown. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to win next week and the week after. The only team that could beat them right now is Orchard Park, is the way I see it, or Lancaster. But, they should beat Lancaster, too. Orchard Park should be the only team right now that should still beat them. But if Ken West continues to improve, you're going to have a nice game at the Ralph between as a rematch from week one.
Yeah, very well could end up being that way. Do you think you can get Walker or even Ford a couple minutes with them, or do you think it's going to be tough before 5 o'clock?
Okay. I'm going to head over right now to the locker room. We're just a few steps away. I'll see
what
I can
do. We're going to keep you on the line, Francis, if you don't mind.
Well, there's a lot of people around, so I'll call you back when I got them.
Okay. Final from that Starpoint Will East game. Starpoint won today 46-14. France is going to check back with us in just a little bit from Crosby Field. He's going to try and get an interview with Terrell Ford. Let's go back out to the field. You got the Wolfman. Is this Marshall?
This is.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. How about you?
Just living the dream.
I hear you. I hear you.
What's the good word? Talk to us about your game today.
We've got a final from Cleveland Hill. The Golden Eagles prevail 36-6. Cleveland Hill's offense is just powerhouse like they have been in the numerous amount of years. Daytwon Burney, the running back for Cleveland Hill, had 4 rushing touchdowns all in the first half. He had 3 in the first quarter and 1 in the second. He was just an absolute monster. He had, in the first half, he had 9 carries for 4 touchdowns. Just absolutely running all over JFK. JFK got their touchdown off of a 21-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Cole to Jordan Snyder. The conditions really cold. I decided to go out in the field for the second second half and try and take some pictures. I'll be uploading those on Twitter shortly. And it was a very brisk day, but a very, very entertaining game overall. And also with Tonawanda last night, a female, Alicia Farrell, made an appearance in the TNT game. We also had a female in the JFK Queen Hill game today. She played one snap in the fourth quarter. She lined up at tight end as they took the knee, but was the first female, I believe, in Cleveland Hill history to play on the football team. So very awesome that a lot of these females are starting to get on the football teams and actually starting to see some playing time.
Any idea why that is? I mean, you're 1 year removed from high school. I'm in my 40s. Why are girls coming out for the football team?
I really don't know. I mean, in my opinion, it's awesome seeing that girls want to play a sport with the guys and trying to make the sport try and get girls to like football. I mean, a lot of girls do like football, but they just don't want to play because I wouldn't say too afraid, but they just don't think they'll play. But I admire those girls that actually stick on the team and they enjoy being a part of the team, and it's an awesome thing to see. And a girl standing on a sideline with a helmet and shoulder pads on. It's a great thing to see, and hopefully more girls are going to take the opportunity.
Yeah. Any injuries to report today? Anybody go out with an injury?
We had the leading rusher in Western New York, Grayson Taylor. It appeared he had a right leg injury. He ended up coming back in the game after sitting for majority of the second quarter. He scored a touchdown in the second half, the only points that Cleveland Hill put up. But other than that, nothing really to report. Cleveland Hill will be hosting, I believe it will be Southwestern next Saturday in playoffs, where JFK will travel to Chesapeake Valley Falconer in the Chuck Funky Consolation Bowl next Friday night. So JFK will not be making the playoffs, but they will be part of the Chuck Funky Consolation Bowl, so they'll get a chance at two playoff games in the consolation bracket, which they were in 2 years ago.
Hmm. Are you going to be down checking the action out?
I will be down there, and hopefully going out to a playoff game on Saturday. I'm not too sure what the standings are like. I have to update my standings and see what the premise will be, but I'm hoping to get out to a game next Saturday for playoffs.
Cool. All right, Marshall, hang on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. I got Francis back on the line here. Francis from Crosby Field. What's the word, Francis?
I'm here right now with running back from Kenmore West, Terrell Ford, the new school record holder for touchdowns in a game. Terrell, what are your first thoughts on that game?
Oh, man, that was a great game. We came out, we played hard. We won a revenge from last year since we lost, but we came out here, we executed.
How was practice different this week from how it was last week going into this game?
Practice had a whole different feel. So, you know, it was a big rivalry game, anything can happen in a rivalry game. So, yeah, everybody on their toes and ready to go.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, Terrell.
Yes.
Can Terrell hear me?
Yeah, yep. I can hear you.
Terrell, from the class of 93, I want to congratulate you today on your record for scoring the most touchdowns in a single game. Congratulations. Now, Terrell, I'm from Ken West. Francis is from Ken East. We got a little bet here on this game today. What do you think we should get Francis to buy me?
He should buy you. He should buy like some Kenmore West merchandise or something like that.
I think we're going to have to get him to get me a sweatshirt, but he's going to have to wear it around town for a week.
Oh, yeah, he has to wear it.
Yeah.
So one final question. Next week is Hushchuck.
Yep.
Tough team from the city. How do you expect you guys are going to prepare for them?
We're going to prepare just like we did all year long. We want to prepare hard, study film, everything like that, and be ready.
All right, that was Terrell Ford, running back from Kenmore West. We're going to let him go. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Thanks, T. Good job, Francis. That was Francis. Hang on 1 sec. We'll bring another caller here. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, Frank, this is Maxwell calling. I just left the Will North, Will South game. Will North was able to defeat South 21-7 consecutive home turf. So North, Will North goes undefeated in Class A North. And I'm not sure if the South Point game is over or not yet, but I know they had a nice little lead. So it looks like Will North and South Point, since they didn't play each other on the schedule this year, looks like they're both going to be undefeated in Class A North. But it seems like Will North won the tiebreaker, which was, I believe, most points scored against common opponent tiebreaker. So North is going to come out with the number one seed in Class A North, since they were able to go undefeated and, well, undefeated in the league and with this 21-7 win over South.
Yeah, so, I mean, that, you know, and Starpoint won, too.
Oh, that game is over. Okay, yeah, I know they were up pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and looks like Niagara Falls won as well. They're going to get a home playoff game. And, of course, you heard that Kenmore West won big with Terrell Ford, setting a new record, new school record, touchdowns in a single game with six today.
Yeah, he's a dynamic athlete for sure. And I think that's six wins in a row for them after that OP loss.
That is.
So you got to take your hats off to Coach Harris and his staff, Ken West. They did a phenomenal job with that team after a week one loss, losing 28-0 to Dylan Janka and the Orchard Park Quakers, who is the number two ranked large school. And last night they took down Jamestown in convincing fashion, 38-7, to move to 6-1
on the year.
Jamestown falls to 4-3 with the loss.
Yeah, Jamestown, this team, I think I told Francis last year, this was Orchard Park's year, probably the best public school in Section 6 this year. And it was Jamestown's title last year, but this definitely is turning out to be Orchard Park this year.
Yeah, and you know, there's quite a few teams out there in the public schools section that are going to give. They're going to go a long way. They're going to give a team like St. Joe's a run for their money. Maybe not Kenesha so much. But I would love to see an OP Canisius game. Do you think OP has any chance against that Canisius team?
I think if there's anybody, it would be Orchard Park. I know some people were at scrimmage Saturday, and when I forget who all was there, but I know Canisius and Bennett were two of the teams at the same scrimmage. And I've heard good stuff about Bennett going up against Canisius and how Bennett was able to hold their own. I mean, it's a scrimmage, so you can't really – unless you're there, it's tough to take anything away from a scrimmage. But people were saying that they were really impressed with how Bennett performed against Canisius in the scrimmage. And we all know what OP was able to do against Bennett. So, yeah, I think if there's anybody in the area that can hold your own against Canisius, it will be this Orchard Park team. They're really strong.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you calling in. We're going to end the show in just a few minutes here. I don't think we're going to get any more interviews from anybody at Ken West. I know Francis is over there. He got his Terrell Ford, but... thanks to Markel for calling in today, and give us an update on that Will North game. He was there along with Evan Manna. And, you know, I think Canisius beat South Park earlier in the year. That's South Park's lone loss this year. But I would like to see Orchard Park play that Canisius team and see what they had for them and go from there. I don't think any of these other Section 6 teams would fare too well on most Saturdays against Canisius in perfect playing conditions. I think that Canisius team is just too tough on both sides of the ball. They got a kicker that can make 60-yard field goals. How can you compete with that? You know, so Canisius tonight, out in Rochester, playing Aquinas, putting their 6-0 record putting their 6-0 record out there. Aquinas beat St. Francis and St. Joe's earlier this year, so they're playing their third Monsignor Martin school from the Western New York area. We'll see what happens tonight. As Canisius rolls into Rochester, playing at Wegman Stadium. If you leave now, you could probably get there and stop off at the Red Osier for a nice meal and then head on into Rochester, downtown Rochester, for that game. But I expect Canisius to put up quite the fight tonight against Aquinas. They've looked good all year. And, I mean, my player of the year has never changed. It's been Dylan Janka of Orchard Park. I know there's McDuffie out there from Bennett. He definitely deserves some consideration for sure. There's no question about it. I like this kid from Tonawanda, Ethan Shattuck. There's a lot of great players around West New York high school football right now. Terrell Ford, Walker, all good players with a lot of skill. Let's go back out one last time to Crosby Field with Francis Beck. What's going on, Francis?
I'm in the car now, finally warming up. It's not as bad as it was last week weather-wise, but still a bit cold out there. It looks like I saw that Niagara Falls defeated Lockport. They go up to the second seed, and that sets them up for an interesting week one rematch against Jamestown, and they'll be still at Niagara Falls, so that'll be an interesting game next week, one matchup that has been set.
Well, that's, you know, that'll be interesting because Niagara Falls had them on the ropes early in the year, you'll remember, and blew a fourth quarter lead. And Jamestown, you know, they just haven't looked really good this year, Francis. They're starting to play a little better, but they got killed last night by Orchard Park. That wasn't a good showing for them at all. Orchard Park went on to win the Class AA South title last night. About 2,000 people were out at Quaker Field. I believe that's what they call it, Quaker Field in Orchard Park. Orchard Park got by Jamestown 38-7 last night. Not much went right for Jamestown at all, although I do believe they scored the first touchdown of that game, but it was all Orchard Park after that. And I guess I had Markell on just a little bit ago, and you know, we're not sure if who could give Canisius a game, but if any of these teams in Western New York could give Canisius a run for their money, I'm thinking it's going to be Orchard Park. And Markell says don't count out that Bennett team; they're pretty good too. So we'll have to wait and see, and maybe even Cheektowaga. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Do you know when the playoffs officially start, Francis?
For Section 6, they start next weekend. So this is the last week of the regular season, and the playoff matchups are probably all set by now.
Okay,
it's just
great.
It's a matter of figuring out what they are.
Well, we'll do that this week, and we'll get together and put a show together for Thursday night and see if we can't get a show and some of these players and coaches that are going to be participating in the playoffs going forward.
And I
appreciate you coming on.
What?
I'm sorry, I interrupt you. Just go ahead.
Oh, I believe if my calculations are right, going into this weekend, Will North has a slight lead in point differential. But with the Star Point win and the Will North win, that was only by about a touchdown, I believe. We had Evan Manna there. Star Point may have won the Class A North. Someone later, either at the news or us, or someone's going to have to crunch the numbers over at the section and see who actually won that division.
Well, it said here, a win by Williamsville North clinches the Class A North title and a number one seed for the playoffs. Even though, I mean, Star Point's undefeated, right?
Yeah. The Will North win had to be by 20.
Had to be by 20. Wow, someone at the Buffalo News messed that up. They just said all they needed to do was win. They said if they lost, it created just a little bit of drama. All they said is Star Point, if they won and Williamsville South won, then North would slip to the third spot. So you're going to have to do some homework on that for us and maybe tweet something out later and give us an update on what's going on in Section 6 playoffs. We got a lot of work to do, and we'll have a show Thursday night. We'll get some more guests on. And that was big time getting Terrell Ford on with us for those, get us a few questions in. Now, France, are you going to wear my Ken West sweatshirt around school this week?
If you drop it off, I would do it, you know. I got to hone in on my bets here. I got to hold true to my
best,
you know.
Well, you know, since you guys beat us in soccer this week, I guess we'll call it even.
That's right. On Thursday night, they had a doubleheader scheduled, the girls and the boys. They got the girls game in. Olivia Colby scored with 4 minutes left in the game to win it for East, 1-0. And then there was a lightning and severe weather, so they moved the boys game to 3:30. And that was a very defensive battle until the second overtime where senior Colin Smythe scored and won the game for the Bulldogs.
Awesome. Good job to them, and good luck to them the rest of the way. Francis, we're going to end the show right here and now. All our scores are in, all our interviews are in, all our reporters are in their cars and heading to Tim Hortons for a hot chocolate.
Yeah. I might just do that myself.
All right. Well, great job today. MVP at 300 level for sure.
8 o'clock. Remember,
anything
8
else?
O'clock, Western New York. 8 o'clock, Western New York High School Weekly. We're going to go over the playoff matchups for next weekend for football. We're also going to go over the soccer, field hockey playoffs coming around. Certainly
awesome.
A lot coming up for that show.
And when is that show going on? Thursday?
Thursday, 8 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. All right, we're looking forward to it, man. Good job, Francis. You're, as always, the MVP of the site.
Thank you.
All right, and everyone out there, have a good night. Thanks for listening. It's Saturday. Sit back, relax, watch some more college football. Let's see if we can't get you some more scores. Alabama's up 21-6 on Texas A&M. Oklahoma, 28-0 lead at the half over Kansas State. Michigan, 10. Michigan State, 7. All points coming in the second quarter. Michigan State's, it's 3rd-and-8 at the MSU 44. So they're starting. Michigan State has the ball with just a few minutes left in the second before the end of the first half. Baylor blew out West Virginia 62-38 today. Florida State 41-21 winners over Louisville. Ole Miss, the shocker of the day, falls to Memphis 37-24. Iowa put a hurting on Northwestern 40-10. Wow, Northwestern. Big Ten showdown there, and Northwestern fumbled. I can't believe they got out of bed today. What a bunch of losers. 40-10. Come on, put up a fight, will you please? Eastern Michigan falls to Toledo 63-20. And that's all we've got for you in terms of scores for right now. We'll get some more scores for you later. 4th-and-18 for MSU at the MSU 34. They'll be punting. 3 minutes left to go in that game, or excuse me, in the half there. We'll catch you next week for the Western New York High School Football Saturday Show, playoff edition, Thursday night. Francis will be having his show, Western New York High School Weekly, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio / From the 300 Level. Good night.